one of the questions that both you and I get a lot, whether it's at cocktail parties or just outside in the lobby of things, whatever, is obviously what's the best thing you've seen so far.
Right.
And you're right. It's a you can't answer that. You can answer. You can dance around it and say, you know, things that I have seen. But some of the favorite, what are some of your favorite moments in the festival?
It's a good question. Actually, in today's paper, I thought I would surprise everybody, and I actually did name my single most favorite event. And as you rightly point out, and as I've said too, it's preposterous to answer that question, and you can't really. But I thought I'd fly in the face of conventional wisdom, go a little contrarian. Since my main background is musical, I picked a comedy event, and I picked Mike Daisey's Monopoly monologue, which I thought was so consistently funny, thought-provoking, and engaging. You know, my attention didn't flag for a second.
Yeah.
And all he was doing was sitting there talking to us
yeah.
for an hour and 45 minutes. So I thought that was really amazing. So I made that my first-round draft choice pick.
The Monopoly.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you see his Invincible Summer?
I didn't, unfortunately. I was scheduled for something else, but I heard fantastic things.
I felt Invincible Summer was even better.
Really?
Yeah. I saw him last year when he did Ugly American last year. And one of the things about Ugly... That Ugly American and Invincible Summer both had in common was that they were stories that revolved primarily around him. It was almost all you know, how he ties those many threads together. In both of those stories, almost all of those threads were about him and his experience. And that really gives it a first person something that has the ability to take your heart and squeeze in a way that talking about, say, Nikola Tesla
right.
or his struggles with Edison, mm-hmm. I found didn't have quite that same oomph. I still loved Monopoly, and mm-hmm. I thought it was brilliant the way he structured that piece, which is such a classic monologue style, sitting there storytelling. You
right,
know?
It's the Spalding Gray model, I guess.
It is
probably a lot of people before him.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry I missed that. To hear you describe it.